Traditional Mongolian music greets you as you enter an exhibition that looks at the legacy of an iconic 13th century leader we've all heard of, but most of us know little about. His modern-day reputation is that of a ruthless warrior, but he was also a visionary leader.
Genghis Khan. Who? You know, what? A lot of people who do remember the name can remember Genghis Khan as a barbarian or a conqueror, and that's all they remember. And that's true. He actually conquered more land, 3 times more land than Julius Caesar and Alexander the Great. But that's not what this exhibition is about. The exhibition's actually about reminding people that Genghis Khan was also one of the greatest civilizers, unifiers, democratizer, lawmaker there was.
Melissa Giller is with the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum in Ventura County, which is hosting Genghis Khan, the exhibition.
A lot of what we do today all stems from Genghis Khan and his empire. Passports, the Pony Express, paper money, diplomatic immunity, national parks, public libraries, all came from him. Freedom of religion, trial by jury, that all came from Genghis Khan and his empire. And as it took him about 20 years to unify Mongolia and then about another 20 years to sort of spread the territory even larger, and all of those things came here to us in the West.
The massive exhibition is making its only Southern California stop in Simi Valley after its international tour visited Chicago, Houston, Denver, and San Jose.
He is an enigmatic figure. This is a guy who is an outcast of a little community in the middle of a non-civilized area of Central Asia. And somehow he had a vision that he was going to rule the world. He wrote the laws for his kingdom even before he ruled it. And he brought together the largest empire 4 times over that the world has ever known.
Don Lessem is the creator of the Genghis Khan exhibit.
We want to do 2 things, really. We want to tell that story of his life, but we all want to give people the flavor of Mongolia, a place they're not likely to go to, and a wonderful place that has the last horse-based culture in the world. It's really unchanged since before the time of Genghis Khan. We recreate villages. We recreate the palace of his grandson, Kublai Khan. So we have more than 300 artifacts, the largest collection of stuff from his time ever gathered.
Lessem says he became fascinated with Khan while visiting Mongolia and realized that he, like the world, didn't know much about the man behind the myth. He started doing research and found the now legendary leader came from modest roots.
He was known as Temujin, and as a boy, he was an outcast, roamed around for years, and then only in his 20s really amalgamated this empire and then was named Genghis Khan, which means oceanic ruler or worldly ruler. But he didn't like the name. He wanted to be called by Temujin. He never dressed up. He wanted to be a regular guy.
But when Khan died in 1227, the empire he created extended from the Pacific Ocean to the Caspian Sea. It was twice the size of the Roman Empire. Lessem began collecting artifacts from around the world, leading to the massive touring exhibition. It tells both sides of the man. There are examples of the weapons his armies used as they conquered their enemies. But once he consolidated his victories, life changed for the Mongols as they opened the door to trade, encouraged the arts, and embraced freedom of religion. The library's Melissa Giller says the 10,000-square-foot exhibition features everything from yurts, the centuries-old traditional round tent still used as homes by nomads today, to a taste of Mongolian culture.
No one remembers, and if they do remember, they can remember conqueror, but that's all they can remember. And we want to show the culture as well. So one of the things I'm most excited about is 3 times a day, every day, for the entire 6 months this exhibition is open, there are live Mongolian performances inside the exhibition. Throat singers, guitar players, dancers, they either are Mongolian-born who live locally now, or we actually also flew some Mongolians here to Los Angeles, and they'll live here for 6 months to perform for our audience and our members.
Genghis Khan, the exhibition, runs through August 18th at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. In Simi Valley, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.